sides of the Mizbeach, on the right side, left side, I would have thought maybe that's not called the Mokum to have the Marochum, Tzricha. That's why I have the first Pasuk, Mi'al HaMizbeach, that once you have the right Mizbeach, you have the Mizbeach HaChitzain, any part of that Mizbeach, the right to the left side is good. It's not a din mamish milfnei Hashem, only the front part that's right facing the door to the ulam. There's good the size of mizbeach also. Milfnei Hashem is only teaching us which mizbeach does it have to be. But on what part of that mizbeach? That's the first part of the pasuk, mi'ala mizbeach. Any part of top of the mizbeach, you could make the special marocham to bring the eish into the kodesh hakodashim. Shashem ha'gis the pesach loy, v'yafagav the tzad marovi, even though it's on the marav side of the mizbeach, Kamash Malan, that any part of the Marav side is good. It could be, no, it could be, it still has to be on the Marav side, could be. Lefnei Hashem, you still need to be on the Marav side, which is closer towards Lefnei Hashem. But I call upon him not for Diyak, Mamish, the middle of it, by the Pesach, and each side is also good. Omer Ebelezer, Mishum Bakapora, Omer Hoyer Rameya, Evre Oila Sheni Saisru. What happened to the Evorim, the piece of meat of the Korban Eilah that was left over? You didn't burn it last night, but you brought yesterday's Korban Eilah, and you didn't burn it last night. What do you do with the piece of meat now? This is Reb Meir Shita. The Reb Meir holds every single day of the year there are four marochas, four fireplaces on top of the Mizbech HaChitzain, and the fourth one, the Kiddush one, was for this. In the case that you have yesterday's Korbanos left over that was not burnt, you have to have a special marocha to burn it. You can't burn it on the regular Marocha Gedolo. Vice versa, the Marocha Gedolo, that's meant for today's Kabonis. You bring a carbon today, there's a special, that's the main Marocha, the big fireplace, to burn all the Kabonis that are brought today. If you have yesterday's carbon, you can't bring it on that Marocha, because that Marocha that we fixed up this morning, we only fixed it up for today's coming Kabonis. Yesterday's carbon, though, according to Rameya, has to go on its own special Marocha. That was his pasuk before, V'yosh, he dashed in the word Vov, to teach us there's another fourth Marocha. That's from Meir Shita, that every Oilish Nisweisu Oisolahen Marocha b'fnei Yatzman. You have to make a special Marocha. The Sidron, and you put the piece of meat on top of this Marocha. The Yafilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos also you're allowed to do this. Tremendous Chiddush. Chura on Shabbos means this was yesterday's Kabonis, it was Friday's Kabonis, and you didn't burn it yesterday, so the Locher is you're allowed to burn it on Shabbos, and when you burn it today on Shabbos again, you have to have your own special Marocha to burn it today. So Rashi says, what's the chiddush? Rashi dikom ma oisel marocha b'choil tanina. B'chol yom heavy shom dal marochas. B'chol dimenayel levorim shenisaisum. Advice is also could they warn girls the Shabbos? But what's the chiddush in the May that you have to have a fourth marocha? The covid, the evorim that was left over from yesterday's kabbonis, like pshita. Tanina, we learned already according to Rameya. But Rameya says now, we learned before, that b'chol yoyim hoyisham arba marochas. Rameya said this already one time. Rameya shita is that every day there has to be four different marochas, fireplaces, on top of the mizbeach. And what was the purpose of the fourth one? The fourth one was for this purpose. That they have yesterday's karbonis that were not burnt up, you burn it today. So what does Rameya have to say? Let's say over Nochemol here. Rabbi Lezim, Mishum Makaporo, I'm Hori Rameya, say over Nuchidish. We learned it already. Rashi, my kamashlun, to come oislehem arocha b'choil, tenino, b'chol yoyim hoyisham dal marochas, b'chol du denayi levorim shenisaisru. We learned it already. One of these extra marochas was for a piece of meat left over from yesterday. Omer Rav Avin, lo nitzucho elu lepsulin. The chiddush we're talking about now, psulin. Rashi, hanech diim olu lo yerdu. There are certain, by kabonis, there are certain times that the korban becomes posel in the base of Middash itself. Let's say it become like nicer, or it became a pigle, that certain psulim came in the base of Middash itself. Then the locher is, metchila, you're not supposed to burn it. Since it's a posel korban, don't burn it. But there's a posel to say, im olu lo yerdu. If you put it, b'dyevit, on top of the mizbeach, once it's on top of the mizbeach, don't take it down. It has the right to be there, you're allowed to burn it. It's allowed to stay on the mizbeach. So anitzucha, the chiddush is the law, lepsulim. That certain psulim, that about the dinis im olu lo yerdu, once it went up on top of the mizbeach, even though you didn't burn it completely yet, still you're allowed to burn it again today and put it on this fourth marocha. Now, in such a case where the piece of meat taka were posel already, then we say v'davka shemoshlam be'mor. It's only talking about that yesterday already the fire caught hold of this piece of meat. Moshlam means the fire went through the meat. It didn't burn it up completely. It didn't make it into deshin yet. It didn't make it into ashes, but I caught part of the fire yesterday. These pieces of meat, even though they were puzzled, they were put on top of the Mizbeach, and the fire went over them, but didn't eat it up completely. Then it was left overnight. The next day, that's the Chiddush, according to Remeya, you're allowed to put that piece of meat back on the fourth Marocha. On the fourth Marocha that's made to finish up burning yesterday's piece of meat. Trashi Shemoshlam Bemor. Once the fire got a hold of it and burned it up, it has a shame lach misham mizbeach. It's now the lechem of the mizbeach that it has a loch. It's supposed to be burned up completely. So according to Remeya, this was yesterday's korban. Today you can't put it on the big marocha. You have to put it on the special fourth marocha that's for burning up yesterday's korbanos. Avoloi moshla bemor. Let's say yesterday the fire did not get in touch. Get in contact with a piece of meat, the fire of the cloud was a moshlo ben, is like, then you're not allowed to put it on the fourth Marocha today. Since these pieces of meat were psulim, they had the psul on yesterday, so even though it was put on top of the Mizbeach, but that's only, we say, you don't take it down, if it was moshlo ben or if the fire caught onto it. But if no fire got onto it yesterday, today, you're not allowed to put it on the fourth Marocha. So that's the chiddush here, that what they're saying over. That according to Rav Meir, even the Yevorim, that apostle, sometimes you are allowed to put it on the fourth Marocha the next day, in the case where yesterday it was Moshlem Bemor. But if it was not Moshlem Bemor, the fire didn't get a hold of it yesterday, today you can't put it on the fourth Marocha. That's one Lashon. What? You could, right. Not so then you could, right. Even the regular Psulim is... Right, even Lo Moshlem Bemor, right. That's what Rashi before said. Even Stam, you had a lot of Kabbonis today, and you didn't get around to burn them. And lo, but night time, you forgot about it also. It comes the next morning, as long as those pieces of meat are on top of the Mizbeach, you're allowed to burn it the next day. On where? According to Remei, is a special Marocha, the fourth Marocha. Ika the army, some say, Echad Ksherim V'Echad Psulim. Some say, no, another Lashon now. Even Ksherim also, E Moshlem Bemor in, V'Loi Loi, that's this Lashon. That even if it was kosher piece of meat, but since it was yesterday's korban, the only time you have a right to burn it today, if it was moshla bemor, if yesterday a korban of the fire caught a hold of it, but if the fire didn't get hold of it yesterday, once it's left over to the next day, there's no more din to burn it. As nikra din, you can only burn korbanos of today. You make the shechita today, you have today and tonight. By kodshim, the night goes after the day. Like you have a right to burn it today and it tonight. When it comes the next day already, you can't burn it according to the Shechita. Only if it was already Moshle Bemor yesterday, if on the day of the Shechita, the fire caught hold of it, even though you weren't Makayim the Mitzvah Saktori yet, because the Ikka Mitzvah Saktori is to make it into Deshin. You have to mamash, let it burn through and through till it comes into ashes. So it didn't come into ashes yet, there's still a Mitzvah, let it burn more. But since our Kopotim started a little bit yesterday, then you're allowed to put it back on the Marocha, the fourth Marocha today. Anyway, the Afilu b'Shabbos. Now we'll learn the Chiddush before. We learned, well, even on Shabbos also. On Shabbos also is Inyan to have a fourth Marocha that you could burn the Evorim yesterday's Evorim. And according to this last sheet, it means we was Moshlo Bemor, where yesterday the fire caught hold of it, even though it didn't burn it completely, on Friday's carbon. Shabbos by day, you're allowed to burn it on the fourth Marocha, burn it up. So tomorrow Tanina, we learned, V'hayayin Chomish. According to this Chiddush also we learned already. And now Mishnah says, according to Remeya, that on Yom Kippur, on the Mishnah, the Brice supposedly said, that on Yom Kippur there were five Marochas on the Mizbeach, on Yom Kippur, according to Remeya Shita. There's the regular four we have the whole year round. We have one, the Marocha Gedola. The second one is Marocha Shnia for the regular Keteris that you bring the Baikah and Beruf. And then there's Marocha, the third Marocha of Eish Tomid, there should always be fire there. And then the fourth one now, Remeya Shita, for the Evorim, yesterday's Evorim, to burn today, mashm, even on Yom Kippur. This would be the Raya. Yom Kippur is the same halacha like Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, Stamos are not allowed to burn anything special. Still on Yom Kippur, you have this fourth Marocha, that if you have yesterday's Kabonis, Erev Yom Kippur's Kabonis, that were not burnt up yesterday, today on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to put it on this fourth Marocha. And then the fifth one, the covered Yom Kippur. Without the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes the Mile of Nim with the special Keteris, the cover that special Keteris, the Molei Chofnov, he has to have a special fifth Marocha on the outside Mizbeach, that from that Marocha he takes the Machta, the golden shovel, and takes the coals and brings it inside. So I call upon him, it's separated according to Remeya, there are five on Yom Kippur. Now the Chur Yom Kippur is just like Shabbos. Vayim Chomish. Rashi, Tanina Rashi, Tanina Hayom Chomish. Vare Yom Kippur Kishabbos. Yom Kippur is the same halacha like a Shabbos. Uktani, it says, the Evrit, the Evorit Tamid, shall Erev Yom Kippur, if you have a carbon oil, you brought an Erev Yom Kippur, the leftover piece of meat, Oyselehem Marochah Yom Kippurim. You're allowed to have this special fourth Marochah on Yom Kippur to burn yesterday's Marochah. So Chorot Saraya, it's also like, what's the Chiddush Afilu B'Shabbos? We learned it already. Omer Ravacher by Yaakov Itzrach. No, I still need the Chiddush. Salka Daita Chamina, I would have thought. Hani Mili Heche Dechal Yom Kippurim Liyois Achra Shabbos. From the din of the Braisa, we learned that on Yom Kippur, there were five Marochas. Maybe it's only talking about when Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday. That's the case. So come to say, Erev Yom Kippur was Shabbos. So the Kavonis that you brought on Shabbos, now if you didn't burn it, then the locher is, you're allowed to burn it on Yom Kippur. Why? The Chelvei Shabbos Karevim B'Yom Kippur. Because the Kavonis that were brought on Shabbos, the oilas, let's say the Tomei Shabbos Avayim, and you didn't burn the meat, the locher is, you're allowed to burn it on Yom Kippur. That's true. It has like one Kedusha, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you could burn on Yom Kippur the Kavonis of Shabbos. That's good. But maybe a regular Shabbos that we're talking about now, or else even Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur comes down in the middle of the week, comes the Sois, Erev Yom Kippur was what? Was a Choldika day. So maybe then, maybe since that Korban was a Chol, a weekday, when it comes tomorrow on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Kippur. And that would be the same thing by regular Shabbos also. If you have a regular Korban Atoma that was brought on Friday, since it was a Korban Achol, it was left over, you didn't burn it Friday night, maybe the locher is when it comes Shabbos, maybe you're not allowed to make this fourth Marochah on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn Kabonis from yesterday, a Chol Dik Korban. You're only allowed to burn Kabonis of Shabbos that has a locher to be Dik Shabbos. But maybe a weekday's Kabonis, you don't have a right to burn on Shabbos. That's Kamashlam, that's the Chiddush of this Braisiyah, for Afilu B'Shabbos. He's from our Mishnah of Yom Kippur, I would know this. From Yom Kippur alone, I could tell you we're talking about which Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday. The reason why you could burn it then is because every Shabbos, Chol B'Shabbos, is craving the Yom Kippur. But maybe in the weekday or regular Shabbos, no. Kamash learned a tremendous Chiddush. That even on a regular Shabbos also, you're allowed to burn on Shabbos, Fridays or weekdays, Kabonis. Kamash learned. Oh my Rova, Rova said like this. Man hai de loichayish v'kimcha. Who's the person who doesn't care about like making good wheat? In other words, he didn't learn good. He didn't wasn't a dying claw what he asked here. The b'chol yoyim tanan. We learned before b'chol yoyim. Rashi b'chol yoyim heavy arba marochas tanan. The afilu shabbos and mashma. Ramei before said every day of the year there are four marochas. Every day is mashma, even Shabbos also. So again, what are you telling me the Chiddush? I wouldn't know Shabbos from the word B'chol Yom. I know Shabbos also. Like I know this Chiddush already. That even on Shabbos also, you're allowed to have this fourth Marocha in order to burn Friday's Kabonis. Moses Kash and Echlami, you got me there. The Lord of Kash. They still have this Shver. What do you have to have the Chiddush for here? Ba'filu B'Shabbos, like Ramei said this Chiddush already. We learned it before already, even on Shabbos also, you're allowed to burn Friday's Kabonis. Tomorrow says, U'pligi de Rav Huna. The Og is now on Rav Huna. The Omar, the Rav Huna says like this. The beginning of a korban is doicha Shabbos. Now the korban you bring on Shabbos, the korban at tomid of Shabbos, you're allowed to burn on Shabbos. That's doicha Shabbos. Of a soifoi ain doicha enichnami. A korban that was born on Friday and today on Shabbos, just the end, you want to finish it off burning it today on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. Soifoi is not doicha Shabbos. So Rashi, please get the Rav Huna. Ad the Bakapora, the Ad Rava. Rav Huna argues on Bakapora and Rava. The Yoma that they say, B'chol Yom de Masnitz and Davkuhu. Tafilu B'Shabbos. Rav Huna Sava, no, B'chol Yom de Bar Mishabbos. Rav Huna argues on both of them. That's what Rav Huna said before, B'chol Yom, he means all the weekdays. Re'nechnami, on Shabbos, you do not have a fourth Marocha. Because on Shabbos, that's that Shabbos is Deicha. You're allowed to burn Kabonis. It's only Tchilosi. If the carbon is a carbon on Shabbos, if you're allowed to make the Shechita, then it's Deicha, you can burn it also. But a Seifa, just to end off a carbon on Shabbos, that started from Choyol, Havad is not Deicha Shabbos, that's Rav Huna Shita. So Rav Huna argues on Bakapora and on Rav. Kufa. Omer Rav Huna, Tomit Tchilosi Deicha. Seifa Rein Deicha. The carbon at Tomit on Shabbos, comes Shabbos Kodesh, in the morning and there, if you're allowed to bring a carbon at Tomit, it's Deicha Shabbos. Vashenkein Seifoi, Friday's carbon that you brought yesterday, you started off yesterday, just you didn't finish off burning and you want to burn it today on Shabbos, that's not Deicha Shabbos. Shrashi Tchilosa Deicha, Tomit Shal Shabbos, Nishcha B'Shabbos, Bekor B'Shabbos, that's very good. Of the Seifoi and Deicha, Tomit Shal Erol Shabbos, Friday's carbon, Ein Evor Miktor, Mishal Teshach, Elamalen Miboy Join. You have to Badafka burn it Friday, when it comes Friday night Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn Friday's Kabonis. So the Mara Maya in the Deicha. What does it mean it's not Deicha? What do you mean Saifa in the Deicha? So Rav Chisda Amar, Deicha is a Shabbos, Vien the Deicha to Tumit. It's Taika Deicha Shabbos, you are allowed to burn it on Shabbos, just it's not Deicha Tumit. Let's say the right Sibra is Tumit, you're not allowed to bring this carbon to Sibra. That's what he says. Rosh is Maya in the Deicha, and the Deicha is a Tumit. Hekter Chalovim Viemorim, El Azrikas Dongabovad. You know what's Deicha Tumit in the case where Rov and Tzibra is Tumit, that you're allowed to bring the carbon betzibur, it's only Allah of the Zrikas Domain. To bring the carbon, make the Zrikas Adam, that you can do even though you're Tumit. Mashenkein, burning the carbon, even though the Tzibur is Tumit, you're not allowed to burn the carbon betzibur. Lishna betuma. Lishna achrinat chlosse hekter chalovim. Saifei evorm shnisusun eberim. Zeh shumati rishin nirbenin. That's why it's the first step better. We're talking about what? That not that tumah is chuyah betzibur, that's only to bring the shechita and to make the zrikas adam. But coming to burn the piece of meat, you're not allowed to burn it if it's tummy. That's what Rav Chisda learns. That doich is a Shabbos, then a doich is a tumah. Rabbi Omar, doich is just the opposite. Doich is a tumah, v'yena doich is a Shabbos. No, it's doich of Friday's korban is doich is tumah. If it's a korban tzibur, you're allowed to do it with tumah. V'yena doich is a Shabbos. Omalei Abayas, Abayas said like this. Omalei Abayas the Rabbah. Ledidoch Kasha, the Rav Chisda Kasha. I have a Kasha in both of you. Ledidoch Kasha, according to your Rabbit, Shver, Maishna Tumah. Why do you say Tumah? The Yechsev, the Pasuk says, B'mayadoin, V'yafilu B'tumah. Like you say Tumah, it is Deicha. Why? Because the Pasuk says, B'tumah, B'mayadoin. I mean, any carbon Tzibah has to be brought, it's brought out of time. Even though the Tzibah is B'tumah, that's the Lacha. Carbon Tzibah is Deicha Tumah. A carbon Tesach, carbon atomid, even though the robe with Sibra is tomei, you're allowed to bring the carbon betumah. Abazoi Shabbos Nami, the same thing about Shabbos. But Mayadav Afilu B'Shabbos. Why don't you dash and even on Shabbos also it's Deicha? I will soon say the Chura Tertus Poshin. Avad, the carbon Shabbos is Deicha Shabbos. Here we're talking about Friday's carbon dome. Friday's carbon was left over, you want to be able to burn it on Shabbos. Who said you could burn it on Shabbos? But that's his kasha though. The Chura Shabbos, we're talking about now Friday's carbon atomid. So the carbon atomid was a carbon Sibra. So just like it says, b'mayadoi, you could bring it even b'tumah, why can't it be burnt even b'Shabbos also? That's one kasha. L'Rav Chisda kasha, the kasha in Rav Chisda. Ma'ishen Shabbos, why do you say it is doich Shabbos? You're allowed to burn Friday's korban atomid. On Shabbos, Yechsev goes to post, it says, b'mayadoi, at its right time, ma'ishen any time. Afilu b'Shabbos, the korban sibur is brought even on Shabbos also. Abazay tumanami. Why do you say it's not brought up its tummy? The pasuk says the mayadai. Mashma, it's right time. If it's a korban sibur, it has to be brought even the tumah. The afilu betumah. So what's the chiluk? The pasuk says the mayadai. Mashma, a korban sibur is brought even on Shabbos or even betumah. So what's pshat and rabbi and Reb Chisda that one says one way, one says only Shabbos is doicha, and one says only tumah Shabbos and monashoch. If you dash in the word b'moyadei, that's the right time, both should be doicha, and if not, neither. So omalei, so Rabbi answered back, lo'ledidi kasha, nothing shver to me, lo'ledidi Rav Chisda kasha, there's no kasha Rav Chisda reader. We both say good pshatim. But the deal like kasha, according to me, nothing shver. Okay, the Rabbi said it was doicha as a tumah, v'ena doicha as a Shabbos. He says, soifo kitchilosai. The soifo at the end, the burning of the kabonis, has the same halacha like chilosai, like the beginning, the shechita of the carbon. And Tumasoi